Well, welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs, and we are streaming more shows than ever before, trying to talk to people about what's working with this economy and what's not working. And if people are working or not working, they're usually talking to Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing, who's popping in every week to talk to us about the recruiting corner, what's going on in the economy. Boy, Mark, every day my head is splitting. Something new every day.
Jeff, I was so looking forward, and the community was really looking forward to the opening yesterday, according to Baker's stepping process. And unfortunately, Sunday night, Massachusetts and many of the cities became part of the national, I think it's in 25 cities, the protests, and unfortunately, the violent interruptions that has affected a lot of businesses. So my heart, and I, as well as I know yours, goes out to all the business people in the community and all the people that were affected by this. I mean, it's just sad with to have wonderful protests and have them disrupted by the sad state of events. So I wanted 20, to...
I agree with you, and 25% of people who were working 3 months ago are now unemployed. The courts are closed down, trying to open up again. And I think that, you know, you're in this professional service legal sector. It must be just unbelievable to be working in your niche right now.
It's a challenging time, but we're seeing the positive steps. I would just noting a blip on the radar screen because many of the human resources managing partners of law firm CEOs were all set for big reopening yesterday, and the reopening came, and the process has started. Restaurants are starting to open with social distancing. Offices are starting to open up to 25% max. Law firms strategically and corporations have sent memos to people. How is this working from home arrangement working for you? Certain people said, I need to be back in the office. Those people became part of the group that is going to come back to the office. People that didn't need to come back to the office, that it was working in some cases, amazingly, are staying out on the field. And a lot of the companies and law firms are reassessing it at the end of the summer. So retail is opening, limited in terms of capacity to stores, capacity in terms of people being allowed in, fitting rooms still closed, portions closed, but we're seeing a beginning, and we're also seeing optimism, Jeff. A lot of clients are being optimistic. Sure, we have a balancing act in terms of the science. Could there be another resurgence of the pandemic? Or do we need to put a pause in? And everybody is trying to balance, all the politicians, Governor Baker, governors across the country, trying to balance between the business community needs, employment, because obviously the problems of the last few days don't just come from one philosophy, come from economic need too. And at the same time, being the physical health of people that the governors have to be concerned, so that way we don't go through this again.
Well, and you know, you're talking about Massachusetts. Your hometown, Providence, yesterday had some looting, and not in your what would be expected. It clearly was a looting area in different malls, different areas. So this is pretty widespread. And I know people want to get back to work. People want to get jobs. That's the most important thing, you know, and being in contact with you right now is very important. How do you stay in touch with all these people, Mark?
Jeff, you know, it's funny. When I first began the business, my first 3 years of the business, except for screening candidates, I didn't meet the clients. They never had time with me. So ironically, it's something that I was able to know way before this happened. I was the phone guy. So I'm constantly on the calls with clients, candidates, companies, managing partners of law firms, head of human resources, to really stay on the pulse of what's going on and be able to provide information. We just sent a survey to the legal community and the business community in terms of getting some input in terms of what their ideas are, not only what they've been doing during the pandemic, but what are their short-term and long-term thoughts. And one of the thoughts are stay at home is working. And there are people that need to come in, and that's going to be something that even the old-fashioned firms are going to have to balance between safety and efficiency. But the smaller firms and smaller companies have become more technology efficient. So that's one thing that's going to really help in terms of people coming back, because a lot more people are going to be driving, Jeff. And that's going to create a situation if you have full capacity. But you know, I'm seeing optimism. I'm seeing first steps. I'm seeing a lot of leaders in the business community and in the social community and in the medical community coming together to work collaboratively to have solutions as we move forward.
Well, Mark, you know, we need to talk to you every week and hear what's going on. Clearly, you need to be speaking to both employers and people recruiting. Yes? You said so? Was there something you want to say?
I'm sorry.
I didn't want to cut you off. But as I said, it's important for employers and people looking for work to be speaking with you and registering with you. And if they do, how do they find you, Mark?
First of all, they go to our website, markzlegal.com, markzlegal.com, and 617-338-1300. And yes, we're working collaboratively with candidates, employees, and law firms and companies for short-term and long-term solutions as they move forward.
Great. Thanks for being on the show again today. This is Mark Z and the Recruiting Corner. Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thank you very much. Pleasure.